The university district is going to be huge. We're talking towers, up to 32 stories tall in some places, where right now there are just one- and two-story buildings. Officials say the neighborhood has more room to grow than Capitol Hill because of all the parking lots there. Much of the old U district is being knocked down now to make way for a bigger, taller, and more expensive U district. But some of the neighborhood will stay affordable. That's thanks to zoning changes the mayor announced this week. The U district will be the first neighborhood where affordable housing is required under new laws.
That's a first in the city of Seattle.
Every new building will either have to build some or at least pay for some. Sam Assefa directs Seattle's Office of Planning and Community Development. He says the mayor's plan is the city's best chance to respond to forces outside its control.
You can't legislate how many people could live in your city. It's not realistic. Maybe you can in China or other places. But we live in a market economy.
Right now, the market economy is sending 50 new people to live in Seattle every day. Assefa says even with all the new construction you see around, we're only building enough places for 12 of them to live.
Just you do the math, what that's going to lead to. It's not by accident Seattle is becoming one of the most expensive cities.
A lot of people have been doing that math, and they've concluded that the U district could be a great place to put a lot of new apartments. But here's the thing. There's a lot of affordable housing here already. John Fox and the Seattle Displacement Coalition says development will destroy many more affordable homes than it creates.
What's their solution? Fan the flames. Pour more fuel on the fire with a high-rise plan that will greatly accelerate the loss of that existing stock. This is a blueprint for displacement and gentrification. And as
the mayor says, Fox's numbers are off. And besides, those affordable apartments are doomed anyway. Current zoning laws don't protect them at all. Under the new plan, the mayor says at least some of them will be replaced. In the U District, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.